A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me thus, "Gird up your loins, stand up, and tell them all that I command you. Do not be crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I, this day, who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of bronze, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. In today's scripture passage, God tells the prophet Jeremiah to prepare himself for his future ministry. These words were true not only for Jeremiah, but also for John the Baptist, whose martyrdom we remember today. But the words of the Lord can also apply to each of us. Gird up your loins. In Bible times, most people in the Holy Land wore long robes. If they needed to do some hard labor, run or fight, they would take the back hem, pull it up between their legs to the front of their bodies, and then tuck the hem in at the waist, producing something like pant legs. Today, instead of saying, "Gird up your loins," we might use the expression, "Roll up your sleeves." There is a large painting in the chapel at the Carmelite Spirituality Center in Dallas, Texas, that is suggestive of this. Saints Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross are preparing to ascend Mount Carmel, and their sleeves are rolled up high. This image powerfully illustrates that the spiritual life and journey to holiness and wholeness takes a lot of work. While Jeremiah struggled to preach God's word to a people who did not want to hear it, and John prepared the way for the Redeemer, our struggle is more to live God's word in a world indifferent or even hostile to the truth. Our battle is against spiritual forces who try to hinder people from obeying God's will. While our preaching can be in words, it is ordinarily and most effectively done by example. It can be simple, but very difficult, to live our faith day in and day out. In the Book of Wisdom, the sage advises his disciple, "If you wish to follow the Lord, prepare yourself for trial." I have made you a fortified city. The cities and towns at the time of Jeremiah were very compact, with buildings close to each other, literally stacked next to one another and even on top of one another. These cities had thick, dense walls and narrow, winding streets. They were often on a high elevation with watchmen and guards at key positions for defense against approaching enemies. In the spiritual life, we have a defense called virtues and gifts of the Holy Spirit infused into our souls at our baptism and confirmation. And they are strengthened every time we go to confession or receive the Eucharist. We are fortified also by actual graces, which are available for us at every moment if we but only ask God for help. Jesus, Emmanuel, is always with us to protect us and show us how to be alert and vigilant against the snares of our spiritual foes. disciple is one who is disciplined, and the teachings and practices of our faith offer us a plan of training for strength, endurance, and courage. It is easier to dismiss a temptation at the first sign than when it has grabbed us by the neck or we are entangled in its devious web. I have made you a pillar of iron. Centuries ago, iron pillars stood as testimonies to recount the mighty deeds of a ruler or an entire nation. Iron was the first abundant common material or metal that they could use. God wants to form us into a pillar of iron so that we can stand before our family and friends as a witness recounting God's mighty deeds. But we too are made of common material, flesh and blood, desires and feelings. We are just average people, but the discipline of discipleship makes us strong as iron. Our normal lives each day become a gospel for all to see and hear. Like the famous column of Trajan in Rome, people should be able to look at us and see evidence of God's fidelity, love, and mercy. The defects of the common material of our humanity are not really major hindrances to holiness, but rather the purpose of our life is to proclaim all that God has done for us in transforming us into something beautiful for God. We pray that all whom we meet will turn to our Lord and Savior by seeing what He has done in our lives. I have made you a wall of bronze. Bronze was a metal developed later than iron. It is a combination of metals, thus giving it greater strength and at the same time more flexibility. It also has a lower melting point than iron and was used for cannons and other weapons because it would not explode when the heavy metal balls were shot out of them. In our lives, becoming a wall of bronze takes time and much refining. Burnished bronze in the spiritual life comes with age and experience. Our emotions become more under control and smooth in the fire of the Holy Spirit. We no longer explode with excessive emotion or melt by a lack of them. A wall is so much larger than a pillar. It is a support and protection for many and a foundation for greater achievements. Your enemies will not prevail against you because I am with you, says the Lord. Although the Lord God spoke these prophetic words to Jeremiah 2,500 years ago, they are still vibrant and ring true for everyone struggling to grow in the spiritual life. One of the ancients has said, with God protecting you, though you are at sea upon a twig, you will be safe. So, let's roll up our sleeves and do our part for bringing about the coming of God's kingdom.